Hey, welcome everybody. Today you are listening to Pop Sub, which is with myself, Christopher Furman, and my compadre, James Fryer. And we're just here to kind of talk about what's new this week in entertainment and media, but not necessarily.
Good morning, Christopher.
Howdy, howdy, James Fryer.
Hey, Christopher, I just want to remind you that this episode is sponsored by GoRageous. GoRageous.com for flooring, all your flooring, and none of your flooring. What are we watching this week?
A Marvel television show.
More Marvel?
More Marvel, more Disney.
Wow. The same thing.
Well, yeah, one and the same. I was actually kind of interested in doing this because this summer I kind of wanted to watch something with the kids, and I couldn't find anything that at least my boys were interested in both watching.
You always want to do things with your family.
I know.
Why is that?
What's wrong with me?
Isn't that just getting in the way?
Well, the problem with my boys is they're 4 years apart, so they have some things they both like, but not everything. And this series appealed to both of them, and we're talking about
Loki,
the yin and yang of Thor. No,
well, he's the yang to Thor's yang.
there it is. So the only reason I found out about this show is because Disney did its normal advertising and it kept popping up, but not as much advertising as Disney has done in the past with other Marvel shows.
Well, maybe not for you. I think they've been pretty heavy with this.
Oh, they have? Must be just my algorithm then.
Well, I think they spent a lot of money on this. I don't look at the numbers of how much they spent on their shows, but this is an amazing looking show. They didn't spare any expense on it.
No, it is. So if we're going to start off right there with the quality of filming, great. It's movie quality.
Yeah, and better than most movies.
Yes, I mean, I would agree with that.
It's a little bit breathtaking. This is, I wouldn't say it's like Stanley Kubrick, but it's certainly on that continuum.
Yeah, yeah. And well, the cool thing about this is it is dealing with a subject matter that needs to have high quality, I think.
The nice thing about it is that the visual quality has gone up so much. It's such a high level, and it matches the writing, because the writing is also is much better than the movies just from a few years ago.
Yeah. Well,
this is like adult writing.
I got to say, Disney has done a really good job of stepping up production level on all of its television style shows, even though this is really a streaming show. And maybe that's part of it. They stepped it up because of streaming, but it definitely has a quality. So let's talk a little bit about Loki. I mean, what is it, what the premise of the show is? And like you always say, we're letting people know that we are going to be...
Oh, yeah, spoiling.
Yes.
We're going to spoil the show for you. So don't listen to the show until you've seen the episodes. Don't listen to our show until you've seen Loki, unless you want spoilers.
Yes. So Loki deals with a subject matter that has always fascinated me. And that is...
Oh, boy.
Is time.
Oh, okay.
I loved watching it in a show that we both like, or a franchise we both like, which is Star Trek. They always throw in the time thing and the different timelines. And did you ever watch this show Quantum Leap?
Oh, yeah. I love that. A crossover with Star Trek, because Scott Bakula was Captain Archer in Enterprise.
You're always good with the Trek.
I'm a little bit trivia. Of a Trekkie. So Loki is the evil the evil brother of Thor. And Loki is, you know, the mischievous scamp, as they say in the show.
Well, it's funny you said twin. He's like the ghetto twin,
not a
right?
He's not a twin. He's the brother. I said.
No, I know.
The ghetto twin.
I don't know.
It's classist.
I don't think so. I don't think it's what? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Classist.
There it is. Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
But you have a ghetto heart, so it seems like it's okay.
It's a sincere apology, because I know there are people out there who have a brother or sister that are, you know, a couple days apart. anyways.
Who are you apologizing to, twins now?
Oh, God. We live in a society where you have to apologize for everything, but I'm not apologizing for watching this show. So I loved this show. The whole idea of dealing with time, they're going to start getting into, I'm assuming, the whole science of time. And then, of course, it's Marvel. So, of course, somebody has to oversee the timeline.
Oh, well, that was that, okay. I love the show, but one of my main complaints is that this, we see the same trope over and over again with Marvel. You know, every time you've got a character who seems to be finally powerful enough to deal with stuff around them, there turns out there's a whole nother layer of crap that they have to deal with above in a more powerful layer unseen that nobody knew about, like Thanos, right?
Well, Father Time is background. Always there, but he's not a bragger.
Well, this is the TVA, the, what was it called? The Time Variant Authority.
Right.
So it turns out, oh, wow, surprise, surprise, Thanos wasn't actually that big of a deal because the Time Lords, or the Timekeepers, as they call in this series, unlike in the Doctor Who series, they're the Time Lords in Doctor Who, but here we call them the Timekeepers.
Yes.
And they're super, super powerful beings that can basically control all of reality. And that, and it, you remember that scene where they had the Infinity Stones just sort of scattered in the, it's like, oh, the Infinity Stones are just like playthings to these people.
Yeah, we just keep them in the top drawer.
So I was a little bit annoyed by that because this is like a trope with Marvel. They reveal another level of super beings beyond that which we already knew. And that's just, it's one way to kind of amp up, make the stakes even higher, which is one of the things, the writing is great, but this is one of the things that Marvel is bad about. They just have to keep amping it up and amping it up. Just let's have a storyline that doesn't have to be amped up.
You want it to end. You want that feeling that, okay, this is the way it is. We're back home and this is the ending.
I'm just saying you can have storylines without having to have some mysterious villain in the background who's more powerful than anybody you've ever thought about or seen before.
So are you saying you didn't like the storyline or the whole...
Oh, no. This is just a minor... I have to sort of swallow that as part of liking it. That's fine. Okay. I can do that. But I can continue with my complaints.
No.
No, please go ahead. What do you got?
I really thought the show, like we said, had a high production level. I thought the storyline was moving into an unpredictable area. So we really don't know, for the very reasons that you don't like it. You're dealing with a guy who considers himself a god, all almighty powerful, and this other authority, the time
variance. Well, he's a god, not the god.
What's that?
He's a god, not
the
god.
Oh, right. Okay. But the god to rule gods, I think, is what he thinks. He thinks he should be the ruler of everything.
Yes, that's what he wants to be.
And he finds out, well, you know, he's not as big of a boy as he thought he was, but he's ready to figure out how to acquire this time power so that he can become the most powerful. But anyways, and you didn't like the story. I'm not sure where you're at on this.
Oh, no. I like the show. I'm just saying there was this, like I said, this trope of the mystery power, all powerful being behind behind the scenes, which we've not seen before, which just gets trumped the next time we have a movie by some other all powerful, mysterious force that we didn't know about before that, you know, follows by some. The next movie is, oh, wait, no, there's actually another one. It just seems goes on and on. And I think it's kind of an easy and dumb trope. You can have a really interesting, chaotic storyline without having to invent all powerful beings that we didn't know about before. Like part of what was really great about this show is that they have this whole psych evaluation scene with Loki, where they basically deconstructing him psychologically. That doesn't need to happen with any new super beings behind the scenes. You can create, within the world that you already have, you can create a setup where you have that. That's my opinion.
Yes. Now, do you remember this old Who song, Nobody Knows What It's Like to Be the Bad Man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how I kind of feel this is going, the whole storyline here. It's like we're supposed to feel sympathy for the devil, kind of, so to speak, because he has these moments where he contemplates. And I'm just like... that's a part of the thing that has lost me a little bit. I don't feel sympathy for a guy like this, a character like this. the sympathy's never going to come, not in a million years. And he can sit there. It's almost like he's a child.
Well, that's the problem with this show that it hasn't resolved yet for me is how do you take this evil person who has killed, I don't know, untold
he's a killer.
Thousands,
he's
hundreds of thousands, millions of people. We don't, I mean, just let alone the attack on New York must have wound up killing 10,000 people or more.
It's like they're trying to get in the mind of a killer. You know what I mean?
And he's responsible for his own mother's death.
I know, and they show him crying about it, and it's a little bit out of character.
I can understand that he might be remorseful about that. You know, you do things, people like this, bad people do things, and maybe I understand that they might be able to feel bad about it, but the problem so far, and this may resolve itself eventually in the story, but like I said, I think we're both on the same page where, okay, I like this as an interesting character, I like watching this show, but I'm still not bought into why I should be empathize with this guy. Can I have empathy for this guy? And not yet. It's not like, as I mentioned before, Stanley Kubrick, I don't know if you know of a little film he made called A Clockwork Orange.
Right.
Which is one you should definitely watch with your boys.
Yeah.
Not yet. Not for another 10 years, probably. But, you know, in that they're able to take this awful protagonist, which is basically the same level of evil that we have Loki. I mean, they're basically compatriot souls. And through the magic of cinema and storytelling, we empathize for a moment with the villain. That was a genius of that film. And they haven't gotten to that level of genius.
Not here, no.
In the Marvel universe.
Well, what did you think of the actors? I was so excited to see Owen Wilson. Whenever I see him in a movie or anything, I think, all right, this is minimally going to be entertaining. Just the way his voice is, the way he brings character to his specific style of acting. I thought he did it once again. I was like, yeah, I'm glad he's it. This is perfect for him.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
and the performances is he great or what? In this show. The performances, the writing, and the production quality are all just top notch. You could not have asked for a better actor for the role or better embodiment of the role. It's written perfectly for him, and he executes it perfectly. It's almost wasted on this.
What do you mean? Like what are you talking about? Wasted on
I'm
him?
I'm saying that there's so many great components in this and the writing is much better, but we're still kind of caught up on this idea. It's like, well, we can't really get behind the main character because we still know that he's an evil bastard who doesn't really deserve our empathy.
Well, here's the thing also with the actor. He's playing this part where he himself seems like he's both the good cop and the bad cop. Do you get that feeling?
I know. I felt like he was the good cop.
I mean,
he's a really smart cop. That's the thing. I mean, he's playing.
Yeah, no, the lady cop.
There's no real bad cop that I've seen so far, but she is the sterner cop. I'm assuming you're talking about the kind of the beat woman, and by beat, like a beat cop. She's the one of the enforcers, just one of the.
Yeah, she's enforcing the rules.
So you're talking about the one that's in uniform, the uniform cop.
Yeah. Did you notice the diversity of the actors as well? I thought it was kind of well-rounded.
Yeah, a little bit, but you know, it didn't seem like it was out of place.
No. That's what was so great about it. It was very natural. I don't know. Did you happen to notice?
Well, like I said, minimally.
Minimally, oh, okay.
I don't really focus on it. It just seemed like they had good people in good places. You know, and it's kind of funny to see. You know, she's a little overweight and most cops are a little overweight. So it seemed to make sense.
Well, yeah, it's funny you point that out because that was what I noticed. I'm like, okay, Super Time Cop is also a little bit overweight.
Well, maybe not overweight, but she's just big.
She is. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Wanmi Masaku. She's a British actress.
Anyway, yeah. So the acting was great all around.
Yeah.
But... You know, what is it that you really take away from the show? What's the thing that really hits you that you take home?
Well, the thing I take home, I love the timeline story. It's entertaining. It's not I don't feel like I wasted my time after I watched it.
So you feel you like messing with the timeline. You're kind of a mischievous person yourself. You this would be you if you could.
Well,
you
hypothetical situations. And so I think this is an exercise in hypothetical situations. So if there, because the argument in science these days is multiple timelines. It's in all these TV shows now, quantum theories. So here is a group of people say, nope. There is only one timeline. Stop talking about all that stuff. Right. It's not real. We make sure it happens.
Oh, well, no, but this is the whole, this is one of the things that kind of annoyed me. It's like, wait a second. If you're not allowed to mess with the timeline, how were the Avengers allowed to go back into time?
That was the very first thing I thought. I go, well, what about Superman? I'm like, oh, of course, that's DC. It doesn't matter.
The wrong universe.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, different universe. But noob. Yeah, remember, but my first thought, well, what about Superman? Didn't he go and make the world go backwards and change time? And then all these, God, you're right. So it doesn't work in line with some of the previous Marvel movies or even comic books.
Well, no. Very specifically, because, you know, again, Superman, I don't know why you're talking about him.
He's DC. But I know.
The Avengers specifically go back in time so that they can defeat Thanos because Thanos wins. And so they have to go back in time to beat him. And so there's this line that almost a throwaway line is like, that Loki asks, well, why did you let the Avengers get away with the,
right.
This is actually how Loki escapes. Loki escapes because during the time when the Avengers are trying to go back and get the Infinity Stones, he happens to grab one while they're screwing up and gets away. Yeah. And that's why this whole sub variant starts. But the time cop is like, oh, well, that was supposed to happen, so we let it happen. Okay, so some messing with time is approved and some isn't. So if it's already written into the story,
well, we he kind of addresses this.
Now that we have these new rules.
Yeah, but he addresses this, right? Doesn't he at some point say, what do you guys get to say what is the appropriate timeline and what is not? And their answer was basically, yeah, we get to decide.
Yeah, well, that's my whole point is that, there's some things are allowed to mess with time and some things aren't. So basically, if it's already written in the Marvel Universe, it's allowed to be.
Well, we get to see the future too, don't we? Doesn't Loki see his own death?
Yeah, but that's not the future. That's his future, but not our future. We've already seen that.
Yes. I think of mythology and different stories that I've read over the years. It's almost a curse to know your own death, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this is I think this might be a theme that they might pick up on a little bit more. I'm hoping they do because I always think that's also an interesting thing.
Well, it's also a way, I think Marvel may have killed off this character a little bit before they realized they wanted to, or they may have killed him off and then realized, you know, there's a lot more gold in there that we can dig out. So let's bring him back.
I think that's exactly what
happened. Which is pretty common in the Marvel universe. But if you really like time and messing with time, I just have two quick points on this. First of all, this is nothing scientifically. This is not how multiple universes split off. It has nothing to do with the events or the actions of humans. This is a common misperception. People say, every time you make a choice, there's another universe that splits off that shows what if you had made the opposite choice. You know, if you'd listened to Journey instead of The Who, oh, that's a whole different universe. No, that's not how multiple universes work. It's a quantum thing. Every time an electron goes left when it could have gone right, that's a quantum split. It has nothing to do with anything that humans do at all. Yeah. Our actions do not affect the quantum world. So, small technical note, just to ruin the premise of the show.
Go ahead.
If you like the show, if you like this premise, then the show that trumps this six ways to Sunday is Rick and Morty. I mean, Rick and Morty is the fundamental, like the baseline for dealing with space-time alterations or variations. And talk about being mischievous.
Whew. Yeah.
So this is what I'll say about Loki. Loki is like Rick and Morty, light.
Oh, okay. All right. So just to kind of put a thumbtack on this whole thing and really get to the core of it, I love the series. I think it's great to watch with the boys. It's entertaining. The production value is high. The storyline is interesting. It's got some. It isn't scientifically based, obviously, but it is playing with it. And I just think for a fantasy world, it's a good storyline, and I liked it.
Oh yeah, that's fine. I'll give it one thumbs up.
I'm giving it one thumbs up. I don't know if I want to give it two. I want to watch a couple more shows. No, I don't.
You can watch more shows. The problem we both have, the problem why it's not getting two. No, just one. is because we can't empathize with this guy. We can empathize him for a minute, and then we realize, oh no, this is a murderous bastard who really should just be destroyed.
Yes. Yep. I feel exactly the same way. That's the biggest thing that was bothering me. I can't feel sympathy for a guy that's killed so many and laughed about it. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, well, this was a fun discussion. Super. What are we talking about next week?
How should I know?
Rick and Morty. Rick and...
What? No way. We can't do Rick and Morty. I'm sorry. You need to have a next level intellect to be able to talk about that.
Okay.
I can barely get through a show with understanding what's going on, let alone trying to discuss it.
There's a lot of references to a lot of other things.
Yeah. And if we did Rick and Morty, it would just be me talking about, oh my God, I love this show. This is the best show. I don't even understand what's going on half the time, and I still love it.
Do you ever find yourself watching the show and then looking up what they were talking about?
Oh no, I know everything they talk about.
Okay, of course. Of course you do.
It must be written by old white guys because, you know, I think I get most of the references. I'm sure I don't get all the references. There have been some, especially the music references. I don't get all the music references.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you next week, James.
Yeah. Thanks, Christopher. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's a little information.
Pop Sub Podcast has been brought to you by Marcus in Motion. For more information, go to popsubpodcast.com. To contact Pop Sub Podcast, go to info@popsubpodcast. Thank you.
A podcast. Is it gonna last with the freaky cast?
Wonder where I'm